What's going on, K-State fam? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily is off and rolling. Just a few more minutes with you here on this midweek Wednesday, a rainy Wednesday, as the wet, rainy weather continues here in the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Just got a football update here for you. It's been a while. We did not have one yesterday, so might as well pop one in here tonight on the podcast. But Dalton Schoen, who was a free agent, undrafted free agent back last year, with the Chargers, he appeared. He's been working out, he signed recently, a few days ago, with the Kansas City Chiefs there, kind of reuniting a little bit with his former Wildcat football teammate and wide receiver teammate, that is, and Brian Pringle, the special team specialist, who's been getting, obviously, a lot of attention there, making big plays, obviously, in the special team game. We've seen Pringle do his thing with the Chiefs there, and well-deserved. He's hard-worked, got himself in a good position there. He's right there with the team, obviously. Byron has been with the Chiefs for now 2 years. Obviously, he and Byron did Pringle? Yeah, nah, Pringle did get undrafted. He signed with the Chiefs undrafted. So, but yeah, Dalton Schoen, find it interesting enough, he complimented Brian Pringle on a lot of things, and more importantly, the playbook, something like that. Well, they haven't met recently in a recent press conference with the KC media. He talked about that a little bit now. He's trying to get up to speed a little bit, so this will be somewhat a storyline to follow. Obviously, my co-host Alex, who's obviously a big Chiefs fan, obviously a big Chiefs fan, as you all should know by now. Definitely be following up on this story for sure, obviously. So yeah, I did not obviously did not know this until about early as Monday. Really about the same time as I'm giving you guys to this now. Obviously, Dalton Schoen made big plays as a senior here at K-State a couple years ago. Big play, third down Schoen. Obviously, Skylar Thompson's favorite target to go to, and Schoen was missed. I believe he missed the last couple games of his final year at K-State, unfortunately. But he made big plays at K-State. I do remember the one at Westford, the one here at Bill Snyder Family Stadium against West Virginia that we should have won. Still pissed off about that, but they start off the game with a big bomb downfield over to West Virginia secondary for a touchdown there. That kickoff, I thought that was the start of a blowout, but we all know how that turned out afterwards, and we know Skylar Thompson after that, what happened after that. So, yeah, I mean, Dalton Schoen making some noise there. We'll see. Obviously, though, KC has a lot of talent. As we all know, they're coming off the dismantling Super Bowl loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a few months back. So they're coming off of that. Obviously, KC's revamped their offensive line there. So it's a total different look from a few months ago. So they've really put the money there in their investment, trying to protect their franchise QB and Patrick Mahomes. That's for sure. So Dalton Schoen, that's big there. We'll see how that's going to all play out. Obviously, Casey's already stacked there. Obviously, led with Tyreek Hill there, DeMarcus Robinson. I know I'm leaving out something. Sammy Watkins, I don't know. The current roster at the moment, I'm just reeling off names off the top of my head. Obviously, we know Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce is a tight end there. So we'll see what happens there on that front there. Dalton Schoen, former Wildcat, played under Bill Snyder, of course, and then the first season with Chris Kleiman there. As now Chris Kleiman is going to be entering his third season coming up this fall with the Kansas State Wildcats here in the Little Apple. So Dalton Schoen, unsigned. He signed with the Kansas City Chiefs, so we'll see how long that duration lasts for him. Maybe he'll earn it and get lucky and get one of those final spots. I don't know that situation, so I'm pretty sure I'll bring it up with Alex on the next edition of the Weekly, which we will we're scheduled to record that tomorrow night. So looking forward to that as well. So get ready for another weekly podcast this week on Friday. So if you have not get caught up on the latest episodes of the podcast, well, you got some work to do. Tell your fellow K-State friends and or alumni about the podcast. Continue to spread the word about that. But again, Dalton Schoen signed with the Chiefs just recently, and he's going to try to grab a spot. If not that, though, he'll have a chance to grab a spot with the practice squad. So that's what he should be shooting for as well. So we're going to be rooting for Dalton as he's trying to be going close to home. And we'll see what happens with Dalton Schoen, Mr. Third Down, for former K-State standout wide receiver Eddie Greer. That's a wrap for me for now. Appreciate y'all for tuning into the Purple Project Podcast Daily. We'll catch y'all on the next edition of the podcast.